Welcome back to Heritage Radio Network On Tour here at Slow Food Nations in Denver. This is our second day of doing live interviews with all the phenomenal people here at Slow Food Nations. Before we get started with our next interview, I want to take a moment to thank our sponsors for making our coverage today possible. Big thanks to the Julia Child Foundation for Gastronomy and the Culinary Arts, Big Green Egg, Hearst Ranch, and of course, Slow Food Nations for having us for the third year in a row. It is always a pleasure to be here. So now we're going to jump into a conversation. Oh, by the way, I'm Hannah Forden. Hello. We're going to jump into a conversation about one of my favorite things in the entire world, pizza. And as many of our listeners know, we are the world's only pizza-powered food podcast network. Our studio is made of two shipping containers in the backyard of Roberta's Pizza in Bushwick, Brooklyn. So come say hello if you're ever there. So I want to welcome my guests today. We have Antonio Starita and Pasquale Cozzolino. Did I say that correctly?
Yeah, perfect.
Excellent.
Perfect.
And they are here at Slow Food Nations collaborating on a project called, will you say the name of your?
Le Cinque Stagioni.
Beautiful. Yes, of course. My Italian is not as beautiful as Pasquale's. The two of you have your own restaurants. Antonio is a third-generation pizza maker from Napoli. Tell me a little bit about what brought the two of you together.
I mean, actually, I'm from Naples as well. I grew up eating his pizza.
Oh, fabulous.
Yeah. So, you know, in Naples, you can smell, you can taste, and you can think about pizza everywhere. It's in every corner. It's like Starbucks here.
Much better. Much better option.
And we came along together because, first of all, we are collaborating with the same flour brand. Mm-hmm. And second, we knew each other already because, you know, from the same city, from same industry. Mm-hmm. And it's an honor for me to travel with him and do this kind of shows.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And you're both based in New York, that's right?
No.
Oh, no.
I mean, he has a restaurant in New York, but he's based in Naples.
Oh, okay. So your Antonio's restaurant in New York is Don Antonio Pizza, and Pasquale's restaurant is Ribalta?
Ribalta, yeah.
Tell me a little bit about how you brought Neapolitan-style pizza to New York.
It was 2011, mm-hmm. and... the movement of Pizza Napoletana was just starting in New York. Now you can find Pizza Napoletana everywhere in the country. And, you know, I had this desire to bring some of my heritage food to a city that I always dreamed to go. Mm-hmm. And I was a little bit scary about if I would like or not. But once I stepped in, I felt at home. Mm-hmm. And then I stayed.
You're going to stay forever.
Yeah. And then... sharing the, you know, the pizza and starting to do a real Neapolitan pizza because there was some pizza but not too close to the authentic. Mm-hmm. And then it was a success. And now, you know, I can tell that I'm one of the one that started the movement of Neapolitan pizza in the U.S.
And I have to say, I mean, if you can succeed with a pizza-focused restaurant in New York, there's obviously a lot of competition.
A lot.
And I think everyone in New York considers themselves a personal expert on what good pizza is. So if you can make it there, I think it's a...
You can make it everywhere.
Exactly. Pasquale, if you'd be kind enough to translate for Antonio. Antonio, I would love to hear about your family history making pizza. And how would you define Naples... style pizza for an American audience? What sets it apart from other variations on the theme?
Detto tu, che, raccontaci un poco della storia della tua famiglia e poi cosa pensi della pizza napoletana confrontata con le altre pizze degli altri stili che ci sono in America come la pizza americana newyorkese o le altre.
Quindi la mia famiglia c'ha 118 anni di storia.
Fermatemi ogni tanto, che devo tradurre. His pizzeria has 118 years old.
Nella mia pizzeria è stato girato il film L'Oro di Napoli.
In his pizzeria was shot a movie Gold of Naples with Sofia Loren.
Did you get to meet Sofia Loren?
Ho avuto l'onore di far assaggiare la pizza a Papa Wojtyła.
he prepared a pizza for Pope Wojtyla, the 2 days, two popes ago.
Dalla pizzeria di Mater Dei siamo riusciti a mettere su ancora tre pizzerie, Milano, Torino e Firenze.
And his pizzerias was viral. Now they have a pizzeria in New York, Milan and Rome.
Wow.
Per quanto riguarda la pizza napoletana non è che c'è tanto da dire. Una cosa molto semplice, noi come centenari, perché noi abbiamo l'unione dei centenari, pizzerie di Napoli che hanno superato i 100 anni, e quindi
ecco,
e quindi la nostra preoccupazione è quella di portare un prodotto fuori dall'Italia che sia quello originale, perché mi accorgo che in America e in altri stati molte volte chiamano pizza napoletana quella che non è.
So he said that he's part of the group of centenari, that means 100 years old, to a pizzeria that are older than 100 years. Mm-hmm. And them goal is to preserve the authenticity of Neapolitan pizza. He doesn't have nothing against the other styles, but he wants to protect someone that say that it's pizza napoletana, but it's not. Mm-hmm. So that kind of preservation, you know?
So what are the traits that make it Napoletana pizza? Is it the dough? Is it the sauce? Is it the
wine and other things that you can find in Europe? There is a European community steps, like rules.
Yeah.
And it's about the dough, the oven, which kind of flour, which kind of tomato, which kind of basil. So that all this is made because we want to protect the authenticity of pizza napoletana. That is the first pizza ever in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Antonio, how old were you when you made your first pizza by yourself?
Quando anni avevo quando ho fatto la prima pizza?
14 anni.
14 years old.
Okay, so you started young.
14, yeah.
And how about you, Pasquale? When did you start?
It's funny. I did a culinary arts school at 14, mm-hmm. and I stretched my first pizza at 16 in the school. And
wow.
Then I start to work at 18. So let's say my first 16, but the real one, 18.
The real one. So how many pizzerias in Naples can boast that centenare status of being around for over 100 years?
Quante pizzerie ci sono delle centenari?
Siamo 13 al momento.
Mm-hmm. Now they recognize the older than 100 years, 13 pizzerias in Naples.
Wow, so it's a very coveted position. That's amazing.
Yeah.
What would you say if there was one technique? I mean, obviously the ingredients are so essential, but what do you think, as someone who might want to make their own pizza at home, do you think starting with the type of flour you're using, is what's the most essential step to making really beautiful pizza?
I think we both agree on the fact that the most difficult thing is to cook in the pizza.
The oven, yes, yes.
The recipe is very simple. Of course, you gotta know the timing, because everything is timing. It's like a theater, an actor, he has to know the timing and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, if you choose great ingredients, it's the, you know, it would be even better.
Excellent. and your friend Lorenzo was telling me to ask Antonio, how many pizzas do you make in a day? I have a feeling it's going to be an impressive number.
It's scary. This number is scary.
I can't.
Facciamo molte molte pizze. Fine settimana si arriva a 1.600-1.700.
Okay,
inizio settimana siamo sui 900-1.000.
Okay. Let's say in the beginning of the week, like Monday, Tuesday, is around 900 pizza per day. On the weekend, 1,600, 1,800 pizza.
Per day?
Per day.
That's amazing.
Pranzo e cena.
So how
of
long
course,
does
lunch
it,
and dinner.
How long was it, does it take you to make one?
Sei.
You must be very fast.
Okay, so yeah, the pizza napoletana cooks in 90 seconds.
Wow.
The oven is 950 degrees. And an expert pizza maker can stretch a pizza in about 30 seconds.
Okay, let's talk about the technique. Okay, I think this is one of the most impressive skills out there. How do you get down that stretching of the dough to be able to do it so quickly?
You're going to practice.
practice?
Yeah.
Do you have a do you throw it up in the air really high?
Oh, actually, don't tell him. He's against the freestyle pizza. Only food for him. Don't play with the dog. Non bisogna mai giocare con la pizza.
No. Accarezzarla.
Just be very
gentle.
Gentle.
Ed è molto importante il forno a legna.
Careness. And the way the oven is prepared is very important too, to get fast pizzas.
Excellent. So tell me a little bit about what you have going on this weekend for Slow Food Nations. I know you have a panel later on today. Tell me about what you're excited to share with Denver.
So today between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m., I'm going to this panel about, I want to talk about the history of a pizza napoletana, when it born, how born, and a few funny stories about pizza. If you want, I can give you one now.
Please.
Okay, tomato. You know, everybody knows the pizza is the most important pizza is made with tomato. Tomato is not Italian. It's from Peru. It used to be gold. It used to be yellow. That's why pomodoro. That means gold apple. And when we brought tomato in Italy, for 100 years, Italians they didn't eat tomato. They thought it was a poison plant. And after 100 years, we start to eat tomato.
You're missing out for so long on exactly. Delicious tomatoes. I'm curious. Obviously, both of you are part of a really long history of pizza making. And the slow food movement originated in Italy.
Yeah.
I would love to hear, as both of you who have businesses in the U.S., how have you seen the American palate shift, I think, with movements like the slow food movement, the good food movement. As Europeans who are based here, I'm curious what your take is and where you see us heading.
Okay, do you want me to...
Yeah, for both of you.
I can start and then I ask you something. I was in the beginning, in 2011, let's talk about the pizza napoletana that is slow food as well.
Right.
So pizza napoletana in the beginning, you know, we only use fresh tomato, fresh mozzarella. So it's a little bit more wet.
Mm-hmm.
And people say it's soggy. But that's the reason because we only use fresh ingredients. We don't use shred cheese that is 25 ingredients. We only use fresh mozzarella. It's one ingredient, milk, tomato, other thing. So in the beginning, it was very tough to get the palate. But now... everybody loves it, and then is going to the appreciation of authentic food, good ingredients is going up and up.
Yeah.
And I see that United States give us, you know, as producer, as chefs, an opportunity to increase the volumes of good food, of slow food.
Yeah.
Slow food, the philosophy is to enjoy what you have in front of you. Just don't just feel your guts, but delicious savor in your mouth before, and then you know that's the philosophy of slow food.
Mm-hmm.
Take your time, don't rush.
Exactly, and I would love, to hear Antonio's perspective as well.
Cosa pensi di slow food, del fatto che gli americani adesso stanno iniziando a mangiare anche bene che prima no?
Slow food ci garantisce il prodotto a cui noi andiamo a fare la pizza.
Okay, he said that slow food is a kind of guarantor of ingredients, and he said that it's very important to communicate the real, in this case, pizza in the US.
Per noi è molto importante, per noi è molto importante, però c'è da considerare che l'UNESCO ci ha riconosciuto come il mestiere da conservare. Quindi noi siamo padroni della pizza napoletana nel mondo ed è nostro obbligo tramandarla in quel modo come l'UNESCO ci ha riconosciuto.
It, on top of the slow food movement, there is another greetings awards that the Pizza Napoletana got, in particularly for pizza maker, not just the pizza, but the pizza maker. He got the UNESCO heritage, and we are recognized as one of the most important thing about pizza. And he said that the two things we want to share with the American pizza makers, American consumers, to get the perfection of the two things.
Wow, that's lovely. And I would love to hear your highlights from Slow Food so far. Obviously, you've been working very hard making beautiful pizzas. Have you had a chance to taste anything that's really stood out to you or make any connections that were exciting?
Yeah, no, I mean, I was a little busy.
Yeah, a little busy. Did you get a chance to escape?
I didn't go out a lot, but, you know, I was communicating with the Italian cucina that is next door.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, we got a lot of great connections. And I love to work in this industry. I live here 11 years. My sons, my children are born here in America. And my desire is to fusion the two things and comes up with maybe great local produce and great local ingredients, mm-hmm. and get better and better in this country.
Yeah, and I have to say, if you get a chance to, there's some really excellent pizza here in Denver. There's a restaurant called Cart Driver,
uh-huh.
That's in Rhino, and as a New Yorker, you know, you don't expect other cities to have really exceptional pizza, but shout out to Cart Driver, they're incredible.
That's amazing.
Yes. Well, I want to thank you both so much.
No, thank you so much.
It was a pleasure.
Just last thing, because I like to finish my panels like that. The good things of pizza that unite all of us around the world for one reason: the pizza is round, so it's like an egg. So that's why it's the most important food, and we gotta. That's why we are here.
I love the pizza. I love it. Yeah, the symbolism of the pizza brings us all together. Well, if either of you would ever like to come visit us in Brooklyn, have some Roberta's pizza,
drop us a line.
And yeah, again, thank you so much to Antonio Sarita and Pasquale Cosolino for speaking with us today at Slow Food Nations. Thanks again to our sponsors for making our coverage today possible. The Julia Child Foundation for Gastronomy and the Culinary Arts, Big Green Egg, Hearst Ranch, and of course, Slow Food Nations for having us. We will be back with more interviews, so don't go away.